All right, I think we're going to start tonight with Ephesians chapter 4 and four rules of communication. It's on page 21 in your notes, if you'd like to get there. But as you're getting there, we've been following this theme with regards to caffeine and the proper use of caffeine and when you know that you're actually doing too much caffeine. And you know you've had too much caffeine when you've worn out the handle on your favorite mug. You know that you've had too much caffeine when you go to AA meetings just for the free coffee. You know that you've had too much caffeine when you walk 20 miles on your treadmill before you realize it's not plugged in. And so you know that you've had too much caffeine when you've built a miniature city out of those little plastic burrs that they give you. You know you've had too much caffeine. People get dizzy just watching you. You know that you've had too much caffeine when you've worn the finish off your coffee table. And when Starbucks owns the mortgage on your house. Actually, about 40 more of these things, but I don't think we're going to go through them all. But you know you've had too much caffeine when you go to sleep just so you can wake up and smell the coffee. You know you've had too much caffeine when you help your dog chase its tail. So those are just some. We'll quit there. We've done enough of the caffeine for this evening at least. Ephesians chapter 4 is all about biblical change. And we have had chapter 1, chapter 2, and chapter 3, which is all about Jesus and the unbelievable, glorious gospel that we have in Christ, that you have been redeemed, that you were chosen before the foundation of the world, and that you are forgiven in Christ, that you have been created in Christ Jesus for good works, that you have been given the gift of faith, that God is working in you and he's able to do above and beyond all that you ask or even think. And then, therefore, chapter 4, you are to act differently in Christ. And in chapter 4, and beginning with verse 17 in particular, we're given the whole process of biblical change. So Paul says in verse 17, "So this I say and affirm, together with the Lord, that you walk no longer just as the Gentiles also walk in the futility of their mind." Now you remember that on Paul's computer, he did not have bold, underline, and italics. In fact, if you are aware, the Greek language, when it was written in the original text from which we get it, was all written in lowercase. So, if you were writing, "I am in Jesus," you would write it this way. So you have to even decide, well, where are the breaks between the words? There were no capitals. So when you want to emphasize something, what it was, you piled up words together. So Paul wants you to know that you're supposed to sit up and pay attention when he comes to verse 17, because he says, "So this I say and affirm, together with the Lord." So he's piling up words together so that you will take notice, that you'll get the fact that he wants to emphasize something. What's he want to emphasize? Don't walk like you used to walk. But your walk needs to change. Now, your walk characterizes you. You have a walk. Some of you have a swagger. Some of you have a little step. But you all have a walk that characterizes you. And you have a walk that characterizes you as a non-believer who comes to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And now what Paul's saying is, don't walk like you used to walk as a Gentile, as a pagan, as a non-believer. They walk in the utility of their mind. Remember what we read this morning in Proverbs? Lean on your own understanding. Don't walk in the futility of your mind, thinking you know all the answers. But and they are darkened in their understanding, and they're excluded from the life of God because of the ignorance of God's ways that is in them, and because of the hardness of their heart. And they are calloused, and they've given themselves to sensuality for practicing every kind of impurity and greediness. But You did not learn Christ in this way. If, indeed, you have heard him and have been taught in him, just as the truth is in Jesus. Now, Paul is in the middle of his message to the Ephesian Christians, and yet he stops in the middle of it and he says, you didn't learn Christ this way, in hardness of heart, in darkness of ignorance. That's not part of walking in Christ, if indeed you've heard Christ and you're in Christ. So you see, as we're proclaiming the truth, we need to remember, as we're working with people, you may have sitting in front of you, if you're doing disciple or you're doing counseling or you're teaching a class, and maybe they've been coming for here, but they may not be a believer. And so Paul does that even in this middle of this letter to the Ephesians. He says, you didn't learn Christ this way. If indeed you've heard him, the truth is in Jesus. That in reference to your former manner of life, you lay aside the old self, which is being corrupted in accordance with the lusts of deceit, or the deceitful desires of life. You see, your desires will usually tell you to do the wrong thing. Somebody slaps you on one cheek, you don't feel like turning the other one. But what does Jesus say? Somebody speaks despicably about you, you don't normally think of, oh, I ought to pray for them. But Jesus said, pray for those who despitefully use you. Somebody curses you and you don't immediately think, oh, I need to bless them. You think, well, that blankety blank, I could say some things about him too. You know, that's what comes to mind naturally. But your desires deceive you. But most of us are, we're crawlers. We're not leapers. You know, when the alarm goes off, they just leap out of bed. Whoa, whoopee, it's day. I get to go out there. You know, they had too much caffeine before they went to sleep, you see. You know, they're still awake. Most of us are crawlers. You know, we hit the snooze button, then we hit the snooze button again, then we hit the snooze button again. And now, you know, we're 10 minutes late for work already. We better get on the road. And so we got to get going. We don't feel like. But your body is deceiving you. At night, your metabolism slows down, and so you feel logy. That's natural. And you feel that feeling. It's natural. But if you get up and you get going, your feelings soon, usually for most of us, change. You get up, you have a shower, or you do have a cup of orange juice or a cup of coffee, and you get moving, and your feelings change, and you're ready for the day. Whereas you were pushing that snooze button according to your feelings. Well, we don't obey our feelings. We're not to be fooled by the deceitful desires of life, but be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Think God's thoughts after. Remember, I am a brand new person in Christ. Without Jesus, I can do nothing. But in Christ, I can do all things. The gospel is part of my life. I am the light of the world. I am the salt of the earth. I am, his instrument for peace. You know, all that we are in Christ needs to apply to what we do. And we need to renew our thinking according to the gospel and then put on the new self, which in the likeness of God has been created in righteousness and holiness of the truth. I mean, you are being ministered to this weekend by St. Bob. And then I am ministering to all of you who are saints in Christ. So there's Saint Sue and can't remember Sue's wife's name now. But there's Saint there and Saint David and Saint. I'm getting names all mixed up. I better quit trying. And so the idea is we are saints. You have to renew your thinking. I am not a sinner. I am a saint. Who does sin, got to keep the reality there. I have to put off that old man, put on the new man. So therefore what? Now he gives us examples. And we're going to talk about those examples tonight. And we're going to do it in the area of communication. We're going to do it out of an illustration from a couple that I counseled several years ago. So let's pray together. You ask God, as we've been praying, for three people. First of all, pray for yourself. Ask God to speak to your heart according to your need, to open up your mind that you will be an obedient hearer of the word, that you won't just listen, but you will actually find something you can take home and put into practice. Secondly, pray for me again that I will be faithful to the word. And then thirdly, just pray for another believer that has a need. Could anything that comes to your mind right now as we take a moment to pray? Let's pray together. You in your heart, and I'll pray in mine. Let's pray.